Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the third day of Cheshvan, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Chagiga, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalad. Atzeres Shechol Lios Berv Shabbos. When Shavuos falls on a Friday. Beshamay Omrim, Yom Tevoach Achar Shabbos. Beshamay say that the day of slaughtering, which means the day of Oila Re'ia, that's the Oila that goes all the way up to Hashem, for, and nothing's eaten. And it's just upon being sighted at the Beis HaMikdash, we call Olas Ria. Beis Shammai say, because you don't eat it, you cannot offer it on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is on a Friday, so you can't do it on Yom Tov. Nor can you do it on Shabbos as well. So you do it Achara Shabbos. You'll do it on Sunday. It's not Doicha Yom Tov, nor is it Doicha Shabbos, as we said in the previous Mishnah. And there's no problem about offering it Sunday, because Shavuos, like the other Yom Tovim, has 7 days in which you can offer the Olas Re'iyah, or for that matter, the Chagiga as well. If you didn't offer it day one, you can offer it Isru Chag, or in the next few days, until 6 days after the Yom Tov. Uvesilimrim, ein Yom Tovach achar Shabbos. Vesil say no. There's no need to have a Yom Tovach, a special day of shechting it after Shabbos on Sunday. Do it on Friday, do it on the Yom Tov, because Olas Re'iyah can be offered on Yom Tov. Umoidim Basil will agree, Sheim Cholalias Bashabbas, that if Shavuos fell on a Shabbos, Sheyom Tevoach Achar Shabbos. Even according to Basil, there's no way you can offer the Olas Re'iyah or the Shalmei Chagiga on Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, yes. For now says the Mishnah, what happens when they're going to offer the Yom Tevoach on a Sunday? Let's say when it happens that the day of Tevach of Shavuos is on a Sunday, says the Mishnah. Okay, let's say it's the day after Shabbos. The ein kohen gadol mislavish bekelov. We make sure that the kohen gadol does not wear his nice clothes, his god of hanoim, in his house or in the market, because like he normally would do on the other days of Yom Tevach. He would make a beautiful, nice clothes that he would wear in order to normally, in honor of the Yom Tovach, and in order of the day of the offer these special kabbonis for Yom Tov. But don't do it, says the Mishnah. Don't do it when it's on a Sunday, when it's pushed off from the Shabbos to the Sunday. Whenever the Yom Tovach falls on a Sunday. And the reason is because we don't want the Kohen Gadol to do any work on that day. And we don't want it to look like a Yom Tov. And why don't we want to look at like a Yom Tov? We'll soon see in the Mishnah why not. Umutorin v'hasped v'tanis. And Jewish people are allowed to make eulogies and they're allowed to fast on this Yom Tovach, on the day that they offer the Korban Re'iyah, if it's a Sunday. Shaloi lekayim divrei ha'omer atzeresach ha'Shabbos. In order not to give any credence, not to give any validity to the Sadducees, to the people who used to say, oh, Shavuos has to be on a Sunday. This was an old, old controversy. The Pasuk says, Osfatim lechem imocharas ha'Shabbos, you shall start counting after the Shabbos. The Sadducees said that literally that the Shavuos ha'omer can only start literally day after Shabbos. They did not interpret it like the Chachamim did, based on Torah Shebal Peh, that when it says Shabbos there, it means the day after Pesach, after the first day of Pesach. But they say it means the Motzah Shabbos, the first Motzah Shabbos after Pesach, as they took it literally. They didn't learn Torah Shebal Peh, they didn't hold of it. And therefore, according to them, Shavuos will always turn out on a Sunday, according to them. And in order to completely refute and rebut this opinion of the Tzedukim, the Chachamim said, we're going to go to take strong measures to see that whenever there's something that could look like we're following the Sadducees, such as if the day of Tevoach, if the day they're offering the Olas Re'iyah happened to be on a Sunday, if we celebrate it in any way by making it prohibited to make fasts, and that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear his nice clothes on that day, that'll look bad, because it looks like we're making it look like a Yom Tov. So therefore, they dafka said, no, you can have fast, you can make a hasped, and the Kohen Gadol should not go out with his nice clothes that the Kohen Gadol wears. On other days of the week, if the Yom HaTevoach fell, Yes, then indeed they would not fast and they would not make eulogies and treat it like a Yom Tov. Mishnah Hay. From this point onwards, till the end of the Masechta, we're going to deal with laws of Tumah and Tahara. Purity, or impurity and purity. And that's because, normally, there's nothing wrong if a person is Tameh, unless he's a Kohen. But for the majority of the Jewish people, okay, they're Tameh. Just can't approach the Beis HaMikdash, they can't eat Kodshim. But when it comes to Yom Tov, everybody had to be Tohar. Everybody, all Kol Yisrael, even the greatest Amoratsim, because they all had to come to the Beis HaMikdash, eat the Karbonis. And if they're Tameh, they can't come in. This was especially true when it comes to Pesach, because the mitzvah of having the Korban Pesach is one of the only mitzvahs that the neglect of it would bring Koros Chas V'Shal. So therefore, now Mishnah is going to talk about laws of Tumah and Tahara, because we're talking here about Masechta Chagiga, when they brought it on Yom Tov. Notlin la yadayim, says the Mishnah, hey, we wash our hands from a keli, which has at least a revius of water, at least 28 mil of water. La chulin, we do it for chulin, for eating ordinary bread. Vila maisa, we eat it from eating bread of maisa sheni. Vila truma, or even if we eat, or, and certainly if we're eating truma, whether it's fruit or whether it's bread. Even touching truma is forbidden without until Zidayim. So that's good enough to wash your hands for bread, for chulin, truma, or maisa. What about for kodesh, kodshim? The la kodesh, says the Mishnah, when it comes to eating kodshim, that's already a high level. For example, the meat of the korban shlamim for ordinary Israel, or in the case of a kohen who is allowed to eat the chatos and the osham. For that, it's not good enough just to wash hands. Madbilin, says the Mishnah, you have to dip your hands in a mikveh, 40 saw, a kosher mikveh. There is a question as to whether any hands, in other words, hands that are, you're not even sure if they're Tameh or not, we call them Stam Yadayim. So some of Farshim learned that yes, a Mishnah is talking about even Stam Yadayim, even ordinary hands that you don't know if you've made them Tameh or not. There is Chachamim made a Gzeiro that Stam Yadayim by default are called a Sheni L'Tumah, have a law of a second degree Tumah. And therefore, it covers them as well. They have to be dipped in a mikveh for Kodshim. Others learn differently. Others say, no, our Mishnah is talking about hands which did become Tameh, definitely became Tameh, and it was a type of Tumah which did not make the whole body Tameh. In such a case, they require dipping for Kodshim. But Stam Yadayim, you would not necessarily need to Tovel, even for Kodshim. Finally, says the Mishnah, V'lachatos, this is the highest level of Kedusha, if a person wants to touch the waters of the Chatos. Now, what is the Chatos we mean here? Not a Chatos in the ordinary sense, a sin offering. We mean the ashes and that have been mixed in the water of the Paraduma. The waters have been sanctified already with the ashes of the red heifer of the Paraduma, ready to sprinkle from them on people who are Tomei Mace, who touched or came into contact with the corpse. Ha'im nitmu u yodov. For such a thing, for such a holy item, like the mechatos, the waters of the chatos, if his hands became tomei, and it was a toma midrabonon, for example, where the hands alone become tomei, not even the body, doesn't matter. In the case of the waters of the chatos, nitma gufoi, says the Mishnah, we treat his whole body as becoming tomei. Normally we wouldn't, but for the chatos we do, and we say, He has to go to mikveh completely. Not just the hands, but the whole body has to go to mikveh. That's a special chumrah which the Chachamim put for chatos. In fact, all the extra precautions we said here, that for truma you need tils yadayim, for kodshim you need tvila, and for chatos the whole body needs tvila, are all precautions midrabanan.